In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
Well, the worst travel day of the year is underway, and I personally would appreciate it if you could get on the road right now and be where you are and off of my roads by about 4 p.m. today. So if you can, get an early start, get going. Curtis says no weather to worry about until tomorrow. We have leads left. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will talk Celtics with us at 9 on today's show. And calling from Arlington, this is Alfonso. Hello, Alfonso.
I just want to say, Barney from the Flintstones was my hero. And
changed your life. Inspirational.
Changed my life. He was an underdog.
Yeah.
You know, he could have been eaten by a dinosaur, but he lived. So,
Great point.
Your brother's in arms, Alfonso. Thank you.
Hold on, he's talking. Go ahead. What?
Courtney, are you making that turkey tomorrow?
So, update, we have decided to outsource our turkey. Picking up the turkey tomorrow. The sides, however, are all homemade.
All right, good move.
You kind of gave up.
Is correct.
Good move.
You were like at the base of Mount Everest, and then you hired a Sherpa.
Yeah.
Like, this is your first time hosting, and you were all about hosting.
Well, I mean, it's not really it's me, Santo, and his mom, but it just wasn't worth it for me to get anybody sick. So,
especially on Thanksgiving. Okay. It's the Super Bowl of holidays when it comes to cooking.
But my sides, let me tell you, I started prepping last night.
You did?
I was just sweating in the kitchen
honestly,
all day.
Did somebody say this on the show, or did somebody say this to me yesterday? The sides.
Short-term memory is the first thing to go.
It really is. The sides are what it's all about.
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, was that you who said the turkey was a vessel for the sides?
Correct.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really what it is. It's all about the sides.
Yeah.
Like, give me sides. I like turkey. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
You're making Wiggy in my point.
Right. No,
so if you had a roast tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't want. What I'm saying is Courtney has changed my mind. It's all about, it should just be sides on the table.
Yeah.
You don't need any protein. Like, no roast, no
ham. Okay, but work with me here.
Yeah.
The turkey, if you substitute the turkey with a roast, you would be saying, you would never say, just give me the sides.
If
because it's turkey and it's really not that great and nobody really likes it that much, You say, just give me the sides.
If I don't have turkey, I can't have gravy. And so that's a side. To me, it's a side and a sauce. And so I need the gravy. I need the turkey. Turkey gets me in the Thanksgiving spirit. It's the one time of the year I have it. I'm fine with it.
Well, technically, but you could put the gravy on the mashed potatoes or the stuffing if you are that type of person.
Yes, you could. Yes,
so you
could.
You don't really need the turkey to put the gravy on it.
Preach.
By the way, Courtney, whatever you made this morning, the cinnamon bun thing is delicious.
Very good.
I don't know if we've shown that yet, but Courtney brought these in for everybody.
Oh, can we have a bite?
Yes, yeah, you can have a bite. I was worried because it didn't travel well, like the dough, like mine is all folded over.
Oh, no, this is good.
But family tradition, you know, during the Macy's Day Parade, my mom would always make them, and so now I make them for Santo to watch the Macy's Day Parade. So
very good.
Brought them in for you guys.
A plus.
I refuse to allow anything to get in the way of eating. Very good.
Good, I'm glad.
All right, your lead this morning?
Good morning, everybody. We've heard Wiggy say that, and a few others on the show, that Aaron Rodgers, no way that he is retiring next year. He's a narcissist. He is an egomaniac, and he just is not going to go out that way. Well, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and I think I was spot on.
As far as my future goes, I haven't told anybody in my life that I want to play in 2025 and not in the Jets. So that's 100% false. I actually said the opposite. You know, I said that I'm going to wait and see what happens with at the end of the season and if they want me back and what happens with Brick and what happens with the offensive staff and obviously the GM at the time. And, you know, then they just fired Joe. There's a lot of things out of my control when it comes to that. But I've really enjoyed my time in New York. I mean, obviously, we haven't had success that we've all wanted to have. You know, I've made some great friendships on the team. I've enjoyed living in Jersey. I've enjoyed time in the city. I've enjoyed getting to know the fans. And I came here to win here. So I'm not jumping off ship like, oh, I definitely want to play and not in New York. Like, I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option.
I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option. Guys? He is not coming back next year.
You don't think so?
Aaron Rodgers, he is setting you up to say, I'm hurt, I'm beat up, I'm old, this is it. You know, my body can't do it anymore. It's over. Aaron Rodgers is going to play this. He's been playing all of you. He is donezo.
He is?
I think what he's saying there is that he's holding the leverage over the organization, so he maintains control as to who they hire as a GM and a coach.
I want my GM. I want my coaches.
If they want me back.
I want my wide receivers. Right. I want a team of friends.
Right.
I want a team of yes people.
Right. The Jets, they're my first option.
Sort of like what Bill said at the end of the year when he wasn't going to quit because he knew he was going to get fired. You know, he said, well, I'm here. I'm the coach. I'm still showing up.
I can work with others.
I think he is done.
All right, Courtney, thank you. We got to take a quick break, but we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead next. And then we will get to They Said It around 7:20 this morning. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday, which is happening on a Wednesday. But it's really a Friday because last day of work for most everybody. Nobody's working tomorrow. And I
big
think
party night tonight.
Big night out for a lot of people tonight. I think most people get Friday off. So we will get to the rest of the leads next.